at increases from when I bought my house 6 years ago to today. So the reason for the big jump on yours was it was 6 or so years before the BOE, or because it had not been reassessed for 6 or 7 years. Now, I don't personally know how that reconciles with a 15% jump. Okay, this is kind of a newer thing. It sounds like a physical inspection is required. I mean, it sounds like they did have some type of physical inspection on it. I know they're not out there measuring with a measuring tape, but
on that one we were.
You were on a measuring tape.
We were on a measuring tape because it was
on his house.
Yes, because it was so low compared to the other ones. We got that new program with the layers that I showed you.
Right, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
So we can see on the rooftops.
Sure.
Price per square foot, and he's in the $20 per square foot, and everyone else is much higher. And so then, when I see that, then I tell my appraisers, let's go out and see why he's so different from everybody else. That's what we're doing. I can, if somebody's too high, we also go look. Why are they so high? Because they need to come down. And we've done that in the case of the Branson Landing.
So, anyway, I think that's where the increase comes from. I have a question. Are there houses that increased, are there properties that increased over 15% that there was not a physical inspection on?
Not to my knowledge. The only reason I'm saying that is to go over 15%, you would have to have had something added to your property.
How many properties have increased over 15% in Taney County this last year?
That I don't know.
Is there a way that we can get that number?
Andy thinks Ty can run that.
Should be.
Kyle
can
run it.
Kyle can run it? Okay.
If you could get us that number, I think the BOE would appreciate that number. How many properties increased over 15% within this year?
And I don't know how we would figure out if it was just new construction, adding a porch, adding a deck. I mean, even Mr. Roche pointed out he put sides on his carport. It changed something, you know. We're out there, we add that if it's on there. So.
Do we have the, do we have the assessed amount? What is our final figure for what the assessed amount was in for 2021, the closed book? Do we have what was 2020 and then 2021?
I'll go and get it. We have it.
She's getting it.
I'm making you run today.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for.
We can get a scooter or a skateboard.
My legs work.
Okay. Sir, who are you here for?
She'll sign.
We're just waiting for people to show up.
He's the one who was the first that we passed over.
Oh, thank you. Sir, sounds like the assessor had worked with you some on this and had looked at your numbers, and we granted your request of moving that valuation back to...
No.
No, you didn't do anything for him, remember, because he wasn't here.
The same.
Well, we did.
You left it at 950 instead of what I had.
Well, his request was 950. Mm-hmm. And didn't we make a motion? Did we make a motion in this regard?
He was 2021-147.
Yes.
I've got David Akers made motion set assessed appraised valuation to $950,000. Jeff Reynolds seconded motion. Two ayes. Greg Baker abstained.
Benjamin Franklin said a short pencil is better than a long memory. Thank you for being our pencil today, Wesley. Your valuation was set back to what it was last year at $950,000, sir. So we already covered that. You're good. You'll get something in the mail in regards to that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks for coming in.
I just want to make you aware, since we have an individual in the office that has requested a report for showing the 15%, that was a public service request, and by law, we do not have that document on hand. We do not have to produce it. Since you've asked for it, we will have to pay our programmers to create that document. It does not exist at this time.
Okay. So I think it's within our statutes to have...
I have no problem getting it for you,
mm-hmm.
because we have an individual in the room who's asked for that, we did not provide it, because by statute, we do not have to create a document for individuals who request it unless it exists. At this point in time, it does not exist. It's going to be created.
Okay.
And then we'll have to present it to anybody who asks for it from this point forward.
Well,
I think
it'll be helpful.
Yeah, I have no problem creating it. Just want to make sure you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Just so we don't go after two, Kyle said he could have it at the end of the day, today or in the morning sometime, but he'll get the 15% list.
Okay, and Kyle is...
He's our software.
Ulrich
software. Ulrich, okay, the Ulrich software guy.
Independent company.
Gotcha. Very good. Thank you for the clarification in that.
What was the other request, though? Is that the total assessed value increase? That's not something that's going to be easily...
Well, you're asking for book totals, and she went to go
the
get
difference.
Them.
Yeah.
The difference in the assessed total values, which I think are...
Well, they take some have depreciation, so they're less, and some...
Yeah,
it just depends on the property.
Jeff, we can get
the I don't remember getting it, but I didn't see it. I'm not saying you didn't send it.
Okay. I go there.
We all get lots of emails, right? Okay, so can you help us with these numbers? I know this isn't a
you want to look at the state number?
Yeah, what is so this is 2020. Well, no.
Let me show you, Jeff. Here. Let me see your document. Okay, so all of these are broken down by the vertical subdivisions. The one you want to pay attention to is the state assessed value. That is the entire assessed value for every property in the county. Right below it is for the county, and the difference between the two is that the TIF values have been removed because those TIF values cannot be collected for those political subdivisions. It goes to the TIF. That's what the value is in the entire county, the state value. So you want to look.
So this number right here, this top
this
line?
This right here.
944,524.50, and that is.
That includes the TIF districts.
It includes the TIF district.
That's assessed value.
And you've got a billion over here.
And on 2021.
This is 2021. I can't see it upside down.
Well, that says 2022.
This is 2020.
So on this one again, if you look at the state value compressed here, we're at 1,800 and something.
So we're up across the county about less than 10%. Average. 944,182.450.
Just today I've been talking to people from that river side. Yeah, she missed the deadline. But I asked her if she would sell her house for the amount that was assessed for, and she said no. She'd sell it for much higher. So even though they're in the floodplain, they buy it knowing they're in the floodplain, and they buy it because of the reason.
I understand that. And at some level, and I know I've used that question in times past, would you sell this for this? I mean, at some level, it's not... that is not always a valid point of valuation. I mean, if you ask my dad, would he sell his farm in Taneyville for $500,000, even though that is a boatload of money to a guy who was a mailman and a bus driver his entire life, and that property was in the family for generations, is an irrelevant point because he's not going to sell that property.
Well, and perhaps a better question, Jeff, is just simply, do you think that you could sell it for that? It's not, would you sell it
for
that?
Yeah, that's a better question.
I mean, do you think you could?
I mean, I think when we've used that in times past, and I'm guilty of it, I mean, we had somebody in here that had a on the strip, it was Lodge of the Ozarks, and he had a $5 million valuation on his property. And he was seeking a $500,000 valuation on his property.
Sure.
So, and he had his income approach to to show how it was only worth $500,000, and we're like, would you sell it for that? Obviously not. Obviously there was, you know, it may not have been worth $5 million, but it definitely wasn't worth $500,000. So, but, and I'm not, well, I'm not harping on you, Donna. I'm not at all.
I can take it. I gotta fix it.
You gotta fix it. But, but I don't think that's a proper measuring stick for evaluation or whether the legitimacy of somebody coming in and seeking for their property to be lowered.
The plain issue is we had an increase. She's had conversations with the state tax commission. We've been underassessed in this county for years. I would love to have it stay that way, but we are truly underassessed.
But underassessed is a matter of opinion. I mean, do we want people moving to Stone County?
I heard you talk about people that's come to BOE that are way underassessed.
And there sometimes are, but we had a massive increase. This increase right here is over 15% increase on our total assessed value. It went from $944,524,50 to $1,087,973,100, which out of 114 counties in the state of Missouri, it's my understanding that we are the highest increase out of 114 counties in the state of Missouri. I'm just saying, coming off of a...
But Jeff, you can say the same thing, that we've been underassessed compared to all these other counties for years, and we know it. The assessors know. They've been trying to increase it slowly over the years.
So why a 15% increase here, and then we see, there's increases all across the board. It's on all kinds of different
all
fronts.
All I ask is that you, instead of worrying about the percentage of increase, that you look at the properties and see if that's their true value or not. Because that's what we're supposed to be doing, is looking at what their true market value is, and not be upset by the fact that it's a 15% increase or a 20% increase. Because if it's been under assessed for years, yay, they got a great deal. They paid their taxes at much less than what they should have paid.
Is the property their property? Or is the property the county or the state's property?
Sorry.
Is the property that they own, is it their property?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so if it's their property, if they're paying less taxes, does not mean that they ought to be thankful to the almighty government for paying less taxes. And you can work your entire life for a particular property and pay it off, and you're still paying rent to the county, and if we arbitrarily pay that because somebody says it's we're low in valuation. Who determined that low in valuation?
The state has determined that for years.
But we are Taney County. We're not just simply the state. Yes, we have to go by certain state guidelines, and I know there's a dance to walk with. I've talked extensively with Brad Hudson about this, and he was an assessor for many years. He followed the state guidelines. And yet they were able to bring their valuations in alignment. And I guarantee you Stone County's valuations are significantly lower than Taney County evaluations. And
you can't fix every county, Jeff. You know that.
I agree. And there's good people that are on both sides of this issue.
Can I say something to you? When I came into office, they send the state tax guy down every week or two to my office, and they audit us. They read our stuff from Ulrich. They look at all these ratios. The other people, the other assessors, are holding theirs up in the 90% bracket of what the value is of a house, the true money value. I'm at 65, and I'm not caring what the state says, honestly, at this moment.
And
I think we're fair across the county. That's what I'm trying to do. I am not trying to win a race to be like the other assessors and get up to that 90%. And it's not our business. But as long as we are all fairly assessed, that's all people have asked me for, is that they don't pay more than their